Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Most Best Podcast. I am your host, Zach Williams, and as is the new catchphrase, bottle is full throttle. Which is, this is something I want to do. I want to, at the beginning of each episode now, offer this week's guest the opportunity to challenge that catchphrase and come up with one of their own. So, as of yet unnamed weekly guest, what is the catchphrase?
I just got out of a taxi and a man told me someone was murdered on this road.
The Most Best Podcast. In the Most Best Podcast studio, this rainy, hungover Saturday afternoon, I have someone equally as hungover as I am right now, the incredibly funny Mr. Samuel Beard. I love that you brought sound effects.
I know. Oh. No, don't give away the magic. There's people in this room clapping.
Oh, we're doing it live.
Yeah. From the Most Bad Podcast. Keep it down. I'm trying to talk, guys. Sam Beard. You all right, mate?
How are we? Well, obviously hungover.
Hungover. But we've decided to drink beer again, which is a stupid idea.
It's an old wives' tale, I hear, that drinking more beer helps get rid of the beer fear.
Yeah, or make you become an alcoholic.
Yeah, it was bound to happen though, wasn't it?
But I feel better now. I feel better that we've had a drink. I feel alright, yeah.
Well, I'm two sips in. It's been a rocky day. Last night I played, you know, where in Mozart's where Rough As is?
Yeah.
So that has been like my watering hole forever. It's always the go-to place. And obviously they're closing now. Yeah, and last night I played my last ever gig with a band in Mozart's.
What's your band called, sir?
This band is Hangmen. It's like a instrumental surf rock kind of thing, kind of psychedelic. It's pretty cool. So we decided to send it off in style. And I think I got home like 3:30 this morning.
Bloody hell. I mean, that is... So, how old are you?
I'm 29 next month.
I'm 29 now, and I got in at 11, and I'm so hungover. Oh, I feel so bad. I thought I was just like, oh, I'll be hanging out with some like 21-year-old punk. And then like, I was thinking, yeah, not that we're on the same level, but I've not done very... But then again, I did bring beer here, so that just show. I'm just trying to... Trying to keep up with you, but 28-year-old you.
I'm a terrible person. So to introduce you to the ladies and gentlemen of the Most Best Podcast listening audience.
Yeah.
I think I need to catch you a phrase for my fan club.
Oh no, I think that was quite smooth.
On the Most Best Podcast, we like to do what we call the dice game.
Oh, I've heard all about this.
Everyone's heard all about this, but just in case you haven't, let me explain the rules. To let the people know a bit more about you, I've devised a game in which I will roll a 20-sided dice.
Yeah.
And whatever number it lands on, you have to describe yourself in that many words.
Okay. Easy.
Easy?
Yeah. Well, easy.
If Alex Perks can do it, you can do it.
Oh my God, if Alex can do it, the cave troll, I can do it.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Actually, I'd just like to interject. I'm starting Cardiff Comedy Beefs on this. Do you hear what Callum Stewart said about James Dunn?
Oh, it's disgusting. So racist, if anyone's not heard it.
Go back and listen to that episode to find what Callum Stewart's really like.
Yeah. Oh, God. Callum. Oh, get out, Stewart. Disgusting.
Right. Dice game.
Yeah, so many dice. So many sides.
Hit my microphone.
I might have a sound effect for that. Can we check?
I thought there weren't any sound effects.
Sorry, I mean, I could do it with my mouth, like the bloke from, what's that film?
Michael Winslow. Yeah. From Boy Scout Academy.
I haven't got anything else, actually. There's too many that I don't think I've... Hang on. Oh! Roll the dice!
Fourteen.
Describe myself. Not very good at playing it.
Playing it. Right, just to actually, because it's obviously, people can't see what you're doing now. Sam was counting it down on his fingers and got confused after playing it, taking it as one word, and then all of a sudden having to throw in a thumb afterwards to make up for the sound.
How many did I get to? Oh, it's long, isn't it? We've got any smaller ones. I think I am really, 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 really nice guy. No way.
There we go. That's, I think, a pretty apt description of you.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, Sam, you're a really, 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 really nice guy.
Thanks, yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I'm from Devon. Then I lived on, that's why I don't sound like, I don't have a Welsh accent. I've just got a stupid voice.
I quite like it because it's majoritively just Welsh accents on this podcast. I've had one American, Malcolm Tent. That was cool. It added like a sweet production value to it.
Someone would be like, this guy's actually famous. That's, anytime I hear someone American, I think they're like famous all the time. But yeah, from Devon. And then I moved from Devon. I wanted to change. I wanted a big change. So I moved to the Isle of Wight, which... It was no different, just wetter. You just had to ask someone if you wanted to get back onto what I like to call proper England.
What drew you to the Isle of Wight?
A girl that I met and then started going out with her. And then she broke up with me. And I was like, I'm going to get off this island. I thought, stay, it's all right. And then I met a lovely girl. Oh my God, even better girl.
Yeah?
Well better.
Nice.
So much better. And then we have moved to Cardiff together.
She hasn't broken up with you yet.
Not yet, but she is out. She is out in Bristol tonight, so hopefully she doesn't. She's lovely. She's amazing. Yeah. So I basically what I do is follow women around. To wherever they want to live.
Creepy.
Yeah. So I'm. That's what I do.
Is it that you're following women around, or you don't stand up for yourself enough? Like we're moving to Cardiff. You're like, yep. Guess I'm moving to Cardiff.
Yeah. Cool. Like. Yeah, it could have been anywhere. I would have just gone. But then also, I didn't want to live on the Isle of Wight anymore because it is a nice place, but like, it is little and like not much going on.
I've never really been there. You've never really been.
My legs have been. My arms are desperate to go.
I've never really been there. I imagine I'm there quite often.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so nice here.
Everything's so white.
Isn't it white here? It is nice. It's really
actually,
nice.
I want to go back on that previous statement. Look how nice it is here. Look how white it is. You don't mean like that. We mean as in the name, the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, but also it is very white.
Plus, if you say Isle of Wight really quickly, it sounds like you're saying I love white.
And there's t-shirts with that on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I didn't come up with them, but somebody's found a niche in the market. And
I'm glad it wasn't just me who's had that.
No,
thought.
No, yeah. But like, yeah, Isle of Wight, yeah.
So you moved to Cardiff. You are a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I am.
Was that prior to Cardiff or did you start getting...
No, I started. Actually started a while back in... Devon, there was he's brilliant actor, Luke Honorati. I used to go and watch him, and I was just like, I'm gonna go and ask him if he can help me. So I used to just like go, excuse me, like up to, after his gigs. And now that I realize what it's like when you're gigging, to have these like just people that haven't like ever done a gig just coming up like pestering, like, excuse me, can you, and like, and I've asked like. When I first started comedy, I was like, can you, they've never seen me, can you just tell me some good tips? How can I be better? And they're like, I haven't seen you do comedy. Go away is my tip. they just say like, oh, just keep gigging. And what I've done there is not taken that advice. I very rarely gig. So
there we go.
That's what I've done is not listen to anybody, but pestered lots. I did it. He took me to my first ever gig in Bournemouth, and which went all right. And then I did my second gig on a pro night in Barnstable, my hometown. And
Barnstable represent.
I did a gig and then did a gig in my hometown, and it was so bad. Like when I see people do their first ever gig and they're actually good, like a lot of the new acts that are on now are just so good straight from the word go, and like. I was just terrible. I was really quick. Like, I think at one point I realized that, like, I didn't, like, know how to do stand. Like, I wrote everything, but, like, I was trying to be, like, edgy and cool. And I'm not that anyway. So, like, I don't know why I was trying to do that. But, like, I actually got on stage and I was like, oh, God, okay. And then, like, it was so quick. I was walking left and right, just constantly, like, really rushed. And it was so shit. No one could understand what I was saying, but it was shit anyway. So it was good. That no one knew, and then I just.
All right, it was shit, so it was good.
Only had two gigs there. I moved to Isle of Wight, and then just did some gigs in Southampton and Portsmouth and Brighton, which was really good. But it was just the Isle of Wight. You've got to spend like money on a boat, so you can't just turn up to a gig, like, and just be like, "Hey, I'm here." They're just like, "You need to get a boat, and it's going to cost you £18." And then Brighton had a really good like gigging scene.
So I used to go up there, but then that was costing me like 35 quid a time just to go to an open mic with like three people.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, and looking around, like, I've spent more money than everyone here and nobody likes me.
Really, you know, encouraging times for you as a burgeoning stand-up comedian.
Yeah, yeah. And then like when I moved to Cardiff, it was just so lovely to be able to gig really close. And everyone, like, everyone's really nice with car shares. Like, it's, I don't know if some people think it's like a bitchy scene out here, but it's, I think everyone's really nice and they're really...
I've met from the Cardiff comedy scene have all seemed to be genuinely really nice people.
Yeah, and like there's always people that want to give... I mean, I drive...
Apart from Callum Stewart. Callum. The lies he spread about innocent James Dunn.
Vicious boy.
We need to get James Dunn on here to get his rebuttal.
Defend himself.
Yeah, he needs a platform. Yeah. He can't, you know, have these slanderous rumours thrown around.
He turns up here, Callum Stewart. He probably kicked the door open. He spun the chair.
It was you when I woke up.
That's classic Callum. And then he probably put a cap on backwards, put some sunglasses on, spun the chair around and just go, yeah, this James Dunn guy. Don't like him.
Yeah, yeah. And he landed a few kickflips as well, which is pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. He's getting good at his kickflips now.
That's really cool. everyone's lovely and everyone just wants to like be quite helpful to each other and like give people lifts and stuff. And yeah, it is. I think everyone's lovely, right?
Yeah, nice. We officially now have this for the Most Best Podcast.
Yeah.
Why have I never thought of this?
Yeah. I've got that. Can you show me the app you're on?
Yeah.
Is it like an Illuminati?
Like that.
Oh, I downloaded that today and I deleted it because I thought it looked subpar. Oh, no! Run!
Yours is so much better than mine.
A delicious drink. Thanks, Coke.
The Most Best Podcast.
I love this room that we're in. Obviously, people can't see it, but it's like this isn't meant to be a diss or anything, but it's like a teenage dream.
It's all my stuff that when I moved out from my dad's house to here, all my stuff that I haven't been able to put around the house.
Oh, that's great.
Got the mannequin.
Yeah. That.
You've been very polite. I've noticed.
It moved.
Everyone's been really polite to not mention it.
Has she got a name?
Cleo.
That's a nice name.
It is. It's a nice name for a nice girl.
Yeah, really nice. And like, no arms on her?
They're behind her.
Oh, good. They're fine. She's
through her past.
Yes. I hate these arms. Go. it's great. It's definitely not weird at all. And loads of skateboards about. That's cool.
I haven't skated in ages, but I do.
It's nice to collect things.
It is. Yeah. I'm not a hoarder. I'm like a
keeper.
Like a hipster hoarder. Because I've got Hello Kitties. I've got a Luke Skywalker toy that I bought in a toy shop in Gibraltar.
Oh my God.
I have the lovely plaque that Rebecca Louise got me.
Yep. Oh, that's nice. I did bring you a gift. Did Alex bring a gift?
He bought croissants.
Oh my, did Callum, not Callum.
Callum was demanding things from me.
No, those pockets go way too deep. He's not finding any money in
his
pockets.
I noticed a few things missing after we left, I'm not going to lie.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. That's classic Callum.
I don't know how long he was there before I woke up. I woke up, opened my eyes, and he was like face to face with me going, come on, bro, it's time to podcast.
That's him.
Didn't even let me brush my teeth.
Yeah,
he
probably brushed your teeth whilst you were asleep.
That's very, very...
But he would have brushed his teeth first, and he's probably still got your toothbrush.
I'd like to think he's got like a double-ended toothbrush, and he waits till you're asleep. Yeah.
He just nods back and forward at you. Like two, like, geese. Geese, for the record, I know for a fact that geese don't brush their teeth. So I don't want anyone to say that I am an idiot that thinks that.
This is true. Yeah. One thing I've noticed about you, you're very concerned about people thinking you're an idiot.
Absolutely. Just don't think it. Or definitely have proof that I am one. If there's proof at the beginning of this podcast, actually. Remember I couldn't count to 14 very well?
Oh, yeah.
And then when I did, I missed out really. And then how would you make really... Nice guy, that was fine. Really nice guy. Did I put really is a? I didn't put the A.
No.
Really is nice
really
guy.
Really is nice guy.
Oh, no.
I really, 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 really is nice guy.
Yeah. If you're still on board after like the 10th, like really, like cool, you shouldn't care really at the end. I think that's fine.
That is fine. Anything is fine on the Most Best Podcast.
Smart again, no? Huh?
So what have you got to talk about today with me? Why have you brought me here out of my hangover haze?
Yeah, I brought you from your living room to the upstairs because I wanted to know, you look like somebody.
I do.
Yes.
I get that quite often.
Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me, I made the worst first impression with someone last night.
Go on.
And this girl came up to me in Mozart and was like, I recognize your face. And I went, and you're very, very lucky. And she just walked off.
No, that's funny. I would have been charmed by that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, get rid of her. I think that's really charming and nice. Oh, no, I did just think about something else from that taxi driver. Like, I got in a car and he went, where have you just come from? I was just like, Cardiff. And he was just like, oh, do you watch the game? And I was like, no, I don't really like football. He goes, oh, they got beat. They just got beat. And I was like, oh, okay, man, like, cool. I don't really watch it. And he's like, yeah, you know, the manager. And he goes, a bit of an extrovert or something. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And then I thought, I can't just keep saying no. So I've just like pretended that I do know about football. So I was going, yeah, he is, isn't he? And he's just like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to win a game. And I just went, yeah, not with the way they're playing, mate.
You sound like you successfully bluffed your way through that situation.
And then he told me about murder afterwards. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he did
say... He got you nice and loose with the football to look, hit you with the murder.
But then he did say, how long have you lived in Swansea? And I thought, listen, sir, you have not listened to a word I've said. So I got here because I do not live in Swansea. And then he was very interested as to what we were going to do tonight.
That's very creepy.
Yeah, I made up that we were going out on the lash. Because he
you
said,
got to.
Yeah, because I just didn't want to do anything. He was just like, going out, and I just didn't know how to say no. So I went, I can do it now. Ask me if we're going out.
Going out?
No, mate. No. Easy now. But when you're in a car, hard. So I just said, yeah, I am. And he goes, where? And I went, I've never been here before, so my friend will help. And then he goes, oh, which house is it? Because I told him, I was just like, oh, I normally come up and just a drink with him. He goes, which house is it? And I went, I don't know. So I think then he realised that I was an idiot and kicked me out. I didn't have to pay him. Just rolled me out of the car. Do you meditate?
No.
Have you ever tried?
I once had a go on a mindfulness app.
Yeah,
which
like
is
I don't do
the whitest thing I've said today.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Like, because I only do mindfulness apps. Like, there is proper stuff that you can do, and I say proper stuff. I haven't even done it. I don't know. There's like proper like Buddhist meditation, which I think is meant to be good, but I don't really understand Buddhist, so I just see I just see the mindfulness ones. But I think they're great. I do it every day.
Yeah,
it hasn't made me because I get a bit of anxiety and. I wouldn't say it's got rid of that, but it's made me feel a lot better about sitting still and not doing anything. Because if you are just sitting still and not doing anything, people are just like, you're so lazy. You go, I'm actually meditating. They go, you're fucking so woke. And I'm like, yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, I'm on my 2019 shit already. I'm like, already going for
some next level.
Yeah, I'm like a year ahead with how much I'm meditating. Yeah, I'm really good. I like
2019 is all about being home by 11.
Yeah, home by 11, hungover, and then... Also, like being a grown man and not knowing how to tell another grown man that you firmly don't watch football, so let's not talk about it. But you know Josh Elton?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
He's one of those Callum Stewart types, I feel.
Oh, God, yeah.
No. So much malice in that.
No, he's, he does, he teaches, I don't know if he does it himself. Because it'd be weird if you are like, because he's a mindfulness like teacher or like he does mindfulness to like old people, I think, elderly people.
He does it to them.
Yeah, he does it at them. They're just going, get out of my house. And he's going, think about your feet. So Josh's in a lot of trouble. You won't ever get him on this podcast. He's in prison now, sadly. Yeah, that's a shame. No, but it is really good. It's like, if anyone is anxious, you never try it. But I'm not like, there's apps that you can get and mindfulness ones. I'd say like start out doing that. Because if you are a bit anxious or you just have like quite negative thoughts, because sometimes I have these thoughts and I think, bloody hell, if somebody was in my head, I would be in a lot of trouble now. You are being really angry about stuff. But it is really good. But obviously, if you've never done it before, I would recommend you do it tonight. Actually, no, after this, I'm not going to do it. Just ring Josh and let him talk to you. He does meditating voice. But it is really easy, but it is good. But I did want to ask you, that's just coming to my head, what your perfect life scenario would be. Like, you can live anywhere. You don't even have to be on the earth. You're not going to die if you live somewhere else. You've sorted it out already.
Okay.
Yeah. Go one?
That is a particularly deep question for how hungover I am.
Yeah, I wanted to get it in. But then also, because if you are panicking about it later, you can just sit down and just think about your blood flow and your feet and your hands and your shins. I'm just going to hit you with really hard-hitting questions and then just be like, meditation, try it.
That would be I think by far, not worst, but probably least interesting podcast to be us practicing meditation techniques. Long spells of silence.
Yeah, and just occasionally send it like air horns off. I did go to I talk about it all the time, and like when people go, oh, what's Cardiff like? And I'm like, it's amazing. And I'm like, oh, and you know, like obviously, well, you know me, and you know I meditate so much. I'm always meditating. I'm always tating.
Tating?
I tate so hard.
Do people actually call it tating?
I've never done that. And I also don't want people to do stuff that I do because I don't want to be better than me at it.
So. Yeah.
So don't actually meditate. Stress yourselves out and panic. I went to this meditation center and it was over the road. And I was like, oh, this would be really good. And it was like one, I thought it was a meditation for fear. And I was like, I've been scared before. I'm going to try and get unscared. But it was an hour and a half of Buddhist chant.
Yeah.
And we sang 81 pages of like hymns or like whatever, like chant.
Oh, really?
And I didn't understand a word what was coming out. And I just sat there it wasn't like a big group as well, so I could hide. I was the third person there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, the other two obviously knew each other, so they were chatting. And then there was one thing that they were, like, they were going, let's send out some... I'm trying to do, like, a voice. Okay, and let's send out some nice kind thoughts to everybody out there. And we've got Julie, who's just recovering from an operation. And it just went on like that. And it was, I was like, this is quite nice. And it was somebody that had been recovering. They'd been terminally ill. And I thought,
oh, really?
Yeah, and I was just like, well, that's nice that they're doing that. And they go, oh, and obviously... Flopsy the cat's not been very well. I thought, don't put that cat in with the list that was just in there.
Yeah, that really kind of cheapens.
Get that cat out of here. It shouldn't even be in this list. So I just sat there like, they've got the pro. Start that cat at the beginning and work up to that. Don't put the cherry on the top after terminal illness with cat that's been a bit ill.
Yeah, he's been off his kibble.
He's the cat's got worms. It's been very bad. That's not the worst thing that's happened. I just sat there, and then afterwards she goes, and we haven't seen you before. And I was thinking, we could have done this conversation at the beginning.
Because
then I would say,
now I'm enraged about this cat.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed. And then like I've sat through like an hour and a half of like 81 pages I don't understand. And then they went, you've not been here before. And I was just like, no. And she's, I suppose you don't know what any of that was about, do you? And they went, I don't want to say it was a waste of time, but you're also really good singers. And they said, thank you very much. She said, can I go though?
Like, oh, that's so polite.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh God. And then I thought, maybe I'm not very good at meditating because I should have been able to be like, just calm down in here. But I was so angry.
Yeah, it sounds like every single little thing distracted and pissed you off.
Yeah, I'm like,
not ideal meditating scenario.
Yeah, I need to do it because I get so annoyed, and I get so annoyed at stuff like anything, like adverts, like, and I'm not like an angry person at all, but I just sometimes just have to, I hold my face and I'm just like, what's going on?
Perfume adverts. That
don't make any sense.
Why? Just like, why don't they say what it smells like? Yeah, this perfume smells like roses.
Do you like roses? This one, it'll smell like someone's rubbed a rose on you. Not a girl running in a traffic jam. The man going, oh, welcome back. And then like, there's a girl running away in like grayscale, and then looks, and then she takes her shoes off, runs, and then just like chucks them off a bridge. And they're just like, Chanel, number 5. And it's like, no.
That would be, if that was the voice. It's like, Chanel, number 5.
Put this on, Diesel. Like, I don't know, like, spoiler.
Yeah, I completely agree in that standpoint. Fucking advertising is...
I hate it so much. I think one of the worst things, I hate in, like, you know, those, like, fucking, like, you know, Go Compare and stuff.
Oh.
So it's like, where they have to have like, a catchy hook and things like that. I hate those. They just completely like infuriate me. But then so good that I can just be so zen. and also hate like bingo adverts.
They're always so loud and so colourful. I would love like a really sullen bingo advert.
Yeah, but just like I can't like people must like them, so they must look at them. And also people that like quote adverts when they say stuff like catchphrases on adverts. No, get out. Don't be alive. No,
it's a bit much.
No, I just honestly hate them so much. Especially, yeah, I can't stand them.
I've always thought, talking about like catchphrases and slogans.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be a bit of legal argy-bargy over it. But yeah. Why haven't Lidl changed their corporate slogan to "Every Lidl Helps"?
Yeah. And yeah, they've really, but then isn't it, hasn't Asda got "Every Little Helps"?
Tesco. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. So they would just be like the biggest mic drop, fuck you. Yeah. And now, because I've said it on this podcast, so I've come up with it first. So I'm rich now.
Yeah, rich. Oh.
Ideal life scenario.
Perfect. And I also have a question about being rich, but I mean, it's not a question. It just literally says being rich.
Is there a question mark?
No.
It's not a question.
So, yeah, what would be your... So you can literally make up your own life and you can just live there. And you can also... Here's the catch. You've got to pick an age where you also die.
So, honestly, although evidently a hoarder from the room, I'm not a very materialistic person. I don't want the best of things. As long as I've got, you know, my things...
Mm.
I would honestly just like to have enough income from like a creative pursuit, because like I do illustration, I play music, doing comedy a little bit now.
Very talented man.
I am, yeah. And this is what I've been trying to tell people for years, but it just doesn't seem to be clicking.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, just to have a stable enough income from don't go out of me, I don't want mansions and Ferraris, but just to... You know, be employed in a way that I can actually enjoy what I'm doing.
Would you still live in Swansea?
I don't know. I'd have, because I can make up, as I'm saying,
yeah,
I can make up anything I want. So
you're making out as well that you're like so creative and stuff, and you're like, I still live in this house.
It's easier.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm so creative.
Okay, so I make a humble income from creative pursuits, mm-hmm. but adding to the lore of this perfect life, I have won the lottery 16 times at this rate. And I have, like, penthouses throughout the world.
Wow.
So I can just go stay in those. But, but then also make, like, a humble income from creative pursuits.
Have you been on, like...
I would want to be some rich guy's wife. That's what I want. Like, that's my ideal life scenario.
Come on, it's 2018. What about a lovely rich lady's husband?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You are woke.
Yeah, women, can have jobs too.
2018.
I don't even mind. So, I think mine would be completely different to my life. All I want is I just hang out with my girlfriend all the time because she's like my best mate as well. And then I just live in. She lives with me as well if she wants. She doesn't always have to, but it's not going to cause.
Doesn't
me.
Always no, have to. She can have a job.
Yeah, because I don't want to. I just don't want to be like, oh, we're living in the woods now, and she's like, can I not? And I'd be like, okay, I'll get your house tonight. Or she gets her own house. But I would like out in the lovely woods. I wouldn't. It'd probably be in like Canada or something.
Yeah.
Right by a lake. And I'd want like waterfalls around me, and I'd want neighbors. But quite far away.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't.
So in case of a serial killer scenario, you have that
not even,
really dramatic scene of running through the woods. It's, you know, if you don't make it now, you'll never make
it. Yeah, but mine's similar to that, but not like a serial killer. Just like, they're like, can I borrow some of this? And I'm like, no, get your own things. We live in the woods.
Damn it, Howard, get your own stuff.
Get out of it. Yeah, so I would just have like... a lovely lake where I could fish in. I'd also, in this, I would know how to fish. I don't know how to fish.
I was about to ask you, are you a fisherman?
No. Do you know what me and Alex did last week, though?
You nicked koi carp out of someone's pond.
Uh-oh. Busted. yeah, we're better than the figs, especially because the ad doesn't come and it's like, ooh. Chuck some move sweets and then something else happens and get a high score and spend all your money. I'd have that. And then like, but me and Alex last week.
Would Alex be with you in the perfect life scenario?
He lives nearby.
He's the neighbor.
Yeah, not a neighbor. He lives over the lake.
Okay.
So I've got like nice.
How big is lake? Can you wake really up in big. The morning so you can't see him the other side?
No, you could see
his paper.
You could see it on like an atlas.
So the sea.
Not that big, but like I looked at Canada before and there's like a big lake in there. Not that big, but it's like big enough that if he was outside taking his bins, I wouldn't be able to see.
Okay.
But I'd ring him up and remind him to do that because he looks like someone that wouldn't do that. Because I've been to his I went to his house and he lived with Chris Chopin, and let me tell you, those boys, so scruffy.
Filth. Utter filth.
Filth. Chris, I'd probably say, not as bad. Alex, come on. Do the dishes. Although, Alex, you are coming over to my house later, and there is dishes that I need to do. And just before you say it, I'll do those myself. Don't offer to help. And 100% got that right when this comes up. You will say, let me help with the dishes. No, sit down.
Do your own dishes.
Yeah, go home and do your own dishes. But sit down. Both of our hands in the sink. We're stood side by side.
You wash, he dries.
He doesn't have to do any of it. We've got a little rack. Put it on that. But then I also just like,
I feel like Alex has got a little rack and put it on the
car. Hey, you got a little rack, sweetheart.
No, he's he's like, he's really helpful. He's so lovely. But Jesus Christ.
That was my beer can.
Oh my goodness. That was very loud. Get it on the soundboard. No, so he'll be around later. But he lives over the road, not over the road, over the lake.
Yeah.
And we fish in the lake and we do know how to do it. But what I was saying is we went magnet fishing last week.
Magnet fishing? Yeah. Stealing pennies out of fountains?
No, if only. We just kept finding NOS canisters in the river. It's really rubbish. And we found a can.
Is that actually true?
Yeah. I bought a magnet. It's like a really strong one that can hold like 70 kilos.
Yeah.
But like, actually, I don't think it can. Like, because like, it wasn't even picking up some stuff that was like, it was brushing past. But we found about 4 or 5 NOS canisters. Rocks are magnetic.
But yes. I say yes like that, like I do. But
I was really shocked by that. That went against everything that I know about like alchemy. And obviously I'm a pro in it. But yeah, so found some coins. We found 6p. Cans, not magnetic. So that was a little fine because we were like, and then also, what is good?
I think
about
your magnet might be broken, to be honest.
It was on fire.
Just getting rocks.
Yeah, it's getting rocks.
Oh, shit, I've got it switched to rock.
It was picking up just water. But no, it was a laugh, actually, because we just had some drinks and then we were chucking in the magnet. It's quite big. And then you chuck it into the river and you pull it out and then you see what's on the end. And like, I think we're going to find some treasure one day, but we would definitely find stuff. And we would do that in our lake. Like, but I would go like, oh, let's come around. And it would. But also, I don't want him to just be able to come around. I wanted to plan it. So I go, come around. And it's like Lord of the Rings style, come around. Like, it takes 2 days to get there.
You've got to light the yeah. fire to yeah, signal beacon, it's yeah. time to feast.
We're doing the beacons. He's coming around. We're fishing. Like, I've also got, or like, already cooked some stuff. Like, already, like, we've got potatoes and stuff. We've grown everything. Got a lovely bit of woods. It's very calm. There is wild animals running around. They're not mean, but there is a threat.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, and it could be that some of the animals will attack you one day because I don't want it to just be too nice. I do.
You want it to be Disney-esque.
No, and I would. And we have to. We make our own weapons.
But like with a 3D printer.
Yeah.
We 3D print all our own guns.
There's a massive factory behind the house. It's disgusting.
It's like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm also an arms dealer.
Yeah, I'm an arms dealer, and it's not illegal. Everyone likes it. Everyone in the town likes it. They come and buy stuff from us. But it would look like it almost our factory that's there that makes the weapons. It would look a bit like Port Talbot with how they've got all the lovely trees. Oh, lovely. Oh, and that's there. It would look a bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got in the back door. All this stuff's going on. But no, we wouldn't. We would make our own little weapons and we would watch TV.
Going back to what you were saying about magnet fishing, have you been watching Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing?
No.
Basically, after Bob Mortimer had his heart attack, Paul Whitehouse has been taking him out fishing. And they've got a BBC, I think, 2 series where it is literally just them sat in a riverbank fishing and chatting, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I really want to see a Perks and Beard go magnet fishing spin-off.
Oh yeah, it was really good. Like, there was one point when because we were drinking as well, and there's one point where he got bored and climbed up a tree and jumped off the side, which is like, he's not young. Like, he's not, like, he is young, but he's not jump out of a tree young.
Yeah.
Like, because if he does hurt himself, I don't want to help him.
Yeah, that's on you. Yeah, like, he's being really...
I could help him. I don't want to because he'll never learn. I leave him there. yeah, no, that's what my little world would be. Nice, calm, but I don't actually watch that much TV.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV. I don't really use my phone very much. I don't use social media really. I've got it. It's nice to see like gigs and stuff that go up, but sadly, as much as I really love everybody and I love everyone, but sometimes you're gonna get yourself unfollowed on it. I went through my phone and it took like maybe 2 hours just unfollowing everybody. Then I just thought maybe you should just get a new account, but I just had the ones that'd be like, oh, I'll just keep this for gigging, because I just like ring, like if we want to have a chat, ring each other, let's hang out. I don't want to see pictures of your cool stuff. Let me have a go on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ring me up and say, I've got this thing, come and have a go on it. I don't want to look at it and be like, oh, I'm so jealous of your thing.
If you get a phone call from someone, say Perks, for example, he's got a new thing, he's inviting you over to have a go on it, what's your ideal thing?
Dog.
Excellent answer. Yeah. That's an incredible
and
answer.
And he's got a dog, but...
You prefer another one.
I've seen pictures of that dog. It don't look like a very good dog, if you ask me.
Second hand.
It's not the sort of dog I want him to have. I want a Labrador.
Ideally, what dog would you...
A big cuddle. A dog that looks like it can smile. A golden retriever. They look like they smile sometimes. There's like a dog that looks like a little fox, but I don't know... what sort of little fox dog, but I don't know.
Oh, little fox dog.
Yeah.
That was my rap name in school.
Yeah. So I want one of them. I'd like him to have one. I wouldn't want it myself, but I'd like him to play with his one.
There we go. I can only hope that one day you get that call.
Maybe.
Perks, LFD's here. Yeah. Come have a bang on it.
Yeah, lovely. Cool. And then we take a magnet fishing, and a dog can do it as well.
And as long as you don't take it near James Dunn, because apparently, according to Callum Stewart, he does fuck dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw Callum kick a dog. and I went, why did you do that? And he goes, why not?
Yeah, that does sound exactly like him.
And at the time, because the dog started barking, and a lovely couple, a mother and father, leant out the window and said, please, boys, keep the noise down. And I was just like, and I went, oh, okay, no problem. And then Callum went, why? And she goes, we've just got our baby. We've just put him to bed. He goes, oh, okay. He started throwing stones at the window. So bad. Yeah, he's really naughty. Ever since he moved out of his parents' house.
He's gone off the rails.
He's Bart Simpson. It's terrible.
Yeah, he is officially doing the Batman.
Yeah, he's doing the Batman. Yeah. And so have you noticed how Alex looks like Nelson Mandela of The Simpsons?
No.
Really look at him.
Next time I will. Get a little, get like a battle vest on him.
Yeah, it does, loads. And I actually don't look like anyone, because apparently I'm really handsome.
Apparently so. I have heard that.
That's not me saying it, but it was just then. But everyone else has been saying it. I did quote marks when I said it. Apparently I'm really handsome, so it's pretty cool.
You know, I'm on the chat rooms.
You're looking at me.
I'm loving
looking
at you.
You're agreeing. You're nodding.
I see, I've been on the chat rooms. I know what the rumours are. And rumour has it, you are quite handsome.
Yeah, apparently I only look like 21 as well, which is...
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You must be really proud of yourself.
I don't know. I suppose everyone else is proud for me, but I don't really see it. I don't really see it as pride. I just, like, do you know me? I just sit down and keep my thoughts.
And you've been fantastic since the day you were born. Tell us about that day.
You know when... This is going to sound so stupid because you probably won't believe me.
Okay.
When I was born, the intro music for Stone Cold played. And then I came out. And it was
with
just
the
like,
glass shattering.
Yeah, and it was just like, oh my God. And my mum was actually going, because they were going to push. And she was like, oh, this is easy. If anything, I'm trying to hold it in. This kid is coming out. Like, I was just coming out anyway. And it's just...
Did you have...
clothes on.
Yeah. JR and the King is all like, oh my God!
Yeah, oh my God! My God. Yeah, I just came out, it was fine. Like, and then and I smashed two bottles of milk together and I just drank them.
Well,
I could walk as well, it was fine. And I jumped off the table.
Did you stick the landing? Arms out? That's what I mean. You were fantastic since day one, but you're not...
My left leg wiggled.
You're not without your flaws.
It wiggled. Oh, God, yeah. You know, it was high as well, it was high. And also, I'd gone
And you
from,
were high as well.
Mm. Yes, I was high because my mum had also taken drugs. And that's why I think she found the birth cert easy. But I jumped out and then my left leg wiggled a bit and I was just like, this is fine. And then the doctors was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I looked at him and I said, kid. I looked at the doctor and I don't know what, I remember, like, because everyone was quite impressed that I could talk. I said, kid, you ain't seen nothing yet. And then I just walked up. That was actually quite, I don't know if it was cool, but like a lot of people were saying it was cool on Reddit. So,
so you are younger than Reddit then?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
How old's Reddit again?
Can't be that old though.
If it's 9 years, then I'm 8.
Okay. Yeah, so. Like, no specific answer. Like, if it's 9 years, I'm 8. Just leave it at that.
Just don't
I'm 1 year younger than Reddit.
Listen, don't ask questions. You know me. Get yourself fucked up. But no, yeah, it's that's what I've been doing. So.
And how is the world tour going?
I want to say well.
But, I mean, you've got as far as Swansea so far.
Look, I don't know.
Look.
I understand people a bit, but, and you can, like, I might just be reading this slightly different, but you tell me what a million fans screaming your name if that was going well. Okay?
I've only ever had one person scream my name, and I didn't make it in time to save them, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, God.
But... You know, your life sounds nice.
Was it down the road?
Oh, dear. I just wanted to borrow some water for a couple.
Oh, God, no, don't. We don't do that in this house. I mean, that's fine. But also, this actually goes on to the next thing I want to talk about, because would you want to be rich? And if
I was about to ask.
Yeah.
Being rich?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if, like, you can really... Like, when you... I'm quite happy to just live off the fruit that I grow and just whatever. And then the rest of the money just really goes to charity.
I'd like to have, you know, to know what it's like to have some money.
Yeah.
Because that's nothing I've experienced before.
I wouldn't want millions, though.
Oh, no, all. But I just mean, like, you know.
Yeah. A pound.
A couple of pounds.
I can give you a pound. Not.
You should, ladies and gentlemen, a cold, dead, like, shark-like look came into Sam's eyes when he just said he'd give me a pound. I'm actually quite scared.
You just have to write down on a piece of paper that you give your soul to me.
I actually have sold my soul in the
past. How much did you make good money out of it?
2 cans of Foster's.
It's not bad.
It was at a house party. I'd run out of beers. My friend was like, I've got 2 beers. I was like, I don't have money. And he's like, well, you can sell me your soul, jokingly. And I wrote a contract and we both signed it and he still has it framed on his bedside table.
Really? Are you a bit worried about it?
Absolutely not.
Really? Want me to kill your friend? Get it back? Can make it happen. I'm rich.
You're rich? You're fruit rich?
Yeah. Throw a fruit at him.
Yeah, just what fruit do you grow?
What's he allergic to? Throw some of that. Strawberries? I got some. Wild ones.
So this is what I was alluding to earlier in the interview when I said you've had your problems. You are
I've had one problem.
Yeah, and that's being an assassin, you know. Worldwide celebrity as you are, being an assassin, in some people's minds, may make you the bad guy. How do you feel the press have portrayed you negatively, being someone who murders people's families in front of them with fruit for no money? Because as you said, you're just in it for the fruit.
As a great man once said, it's fake news, you know me? It's a dear friend. Dear friend of mine.
Let's just call him... President Trump.
I call him what he wants. I just call him Danny.
Danny.
He's a pretty cool guy. Being rich, I don't think I'd want to be rich. I would like enough money. So I think if somebody was like, we can give you like £10 million or like we can give you £250,000, I'd be like, the 10 million, obviously, I would choose that, but it would stress me out so much. But 250,000, I'd be like, okay, I'll buy a nice house.
And then
I carry on working. And also, like, that would be a figure that I probably wouldn't be able to make again, but I could get, like, working, I could get, or I could just look, you know, the next tour I make by 250 anyway. But I could just maybe reach that or get close to that sum.
Yeah.
Go, I had that lovely bit of money once, and then I could get close to that and go, oh, I wasn't that far off. But yeah, millions, I'd just never be able to get to that. And I'd think, I've just been handed this, and I wouldn't like it just because it's purely like, you've just been given, like, luck. Like, this is now going to change your whole life.
Yeah,
and there's, like, people as well. Like, I'd probably give it... I like to think I'd give it away, but as I do know myself quite well, I would fucking build a little castle and chuck rocks at everybody.
Rocks that you magnetically pull out of the river.
Yeah, I catch them out of the river.
Stick it on a magnet, loser, and I'd chuck it at him.
How much would I theoretically have to pay you for someone, not like a professional boxer, but someone quite strong to punch you flat out square in the middle of your face?
I used to box when I was younger.
So not much money then?
It really hurts.
Like, why would people do that?
I don't know.
I like watching it, but I don't like getting punched.
I stopped when I was 17. But there was a man that I used to fight with, and
he was outside of boxing.
Yeah, I call him Dad, actually. No, but there's a man that was called Big H.
Okay.
I didn't actually think I know his name, but he was 6'6".
Was he in Steps?
Yeah. Really, he's so good. So good at singing. Boxing, rubbish. Footwork, fantastic. But he never used to hit us very hard. Because he was that much heavier. Because like we were like all young, little like lightweight welterweights.
Which, yeah,
won't be seeing that side of the scales again. But he used to hit us, and I remember getting hit by him and thinking that is a lot. And then thought probably like being hit by anyone else doesn't hurt very much, and it doesn't really. Because a really big man punches you, it really hurts. I didn't like it, and he used to just knock us over. But I don't even think he liked it.
Right. Why would you all do... Once a week, you'd all...
He was whipping us. A man was whipping us and making a man fight us.
Once a week, you'd just all meet up.
Yeah.
And just have a horrible time.
We would
time.
Just go there and be like... We'd all walk together and be like, I hope he ain't got any whips again. I don't know why we keep turning up to this. There's other boxing clubs we could go to. We just keep going to this one.
But I'm not entirely sure this is boxing. I'm pretty sure I'd just get the shit kicked out of me.
Yeah, well, that's what it was with me. I was terrible at boxing.
It explains all the scarring.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, the whole face is completely... It's completely mismatched, basically.
It's incredible. Like, you know, people, fans even, do refer to you as the human Picasso.
Yeah, they're very impressed.
On account of the mangulated remains of your face.
A lot like a mosaic. It's crazy.
It's cool. It's
like,
very talented whip work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. He's really good.
What was his name?
He was called Jack Spriggett.
Jack Spriggett.
Yeah, really good.
Of the Spriggett Whip Foundation.
Spriggett whips. Yeah, so you can hit stuff with a whip or use it to tie up your trousers. So very, very useful. Very useful tool. Now, I think, like, honestly, now, Calvin Klein would go mad. If I got decked in the face, he would go absolutely ape shit. He'd just be like, why are you letting this happen? This is my money. And he'd be pointing at my face. He goes, that's my money. That's my money. And I'd be like, Calvin, this is crazy. And he'd go, he'd kiss me on the cheek and say, you are the reason I'm rich. And I'd be like, you've got all these other cool people. And he's just like,
this is what I mean. Like, it was a very ballsy advertising campaign of him to ostensibly shoot beautiful men from the neck down.
Yeah.
In his underpants, but then Photoshop your mosaic face onto the bellies.
That's crazy.
Them. And, you know, sales skyrocketed after that.
The guy's a genius.
He is. He really is.
You know, I don't know what's going on up there, but he's got some money and he knows what he's doing with it.
Yeah, and I hear you guys are going on holiday this summer.
It will be, yeah. So, yeah, next year we're going to Falaraki.
Ah, oh, nice.
Never been.
Yeah, you just get wrecked.
Yeah, I don't know. Totally. Yeah, he said like we'd do whatever. Like,
you're going on a lads' holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Calvin,
nice.
Yeah.
You proper lads in.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, we'll just go nuts. I'm going to dance.
I'm sure. I've always thought that about you.
Well, like,
at one point, you're going to dance.
Yeah, I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh.
I say I've done it. Like,
You've thought about it.
I did it once, and then like... I don't know if you can remember. Do you remember the Wade Robson project that was on like MTV?
No.
Basically, there was like a dance. I'm trying to think. Okay, well, I danced once as a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
In diversity.
Oh.
Yeah, as a joke. I know it's a quick, so I couldn't commit to all this stuff.
I hear there was a... They were on Britain's Got Talent, right?
Well, yeah.
Because they were saying in the preamble, obviously, you know, we started diversity.
Yeah.
Just so inspired by a friend of ours. I didn't catch the name. It sounded like Pam Weird.
Something like that. It was very
I can't remember. But obviously, you know, it might have been you that they were talking about. Yeah. Being the, the modest founding member of diversity.
What was crazy is they said, we want you to... I was just like dancing. I was just like... And again, like I said, I was a joke. I was a piss. I wasn't even trying, really. And then they were like, you... Oh my God, like, we need you to be the front man. I was like, what? What? Just like as a joke? And they go, no, for real. Like, you're really good. And I was
That's like, a lot of commitment.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, no problem. And then I said, and then like we got on stage and I said, where are you guys going? And they said, we're fucking shit compared to you. And I went, what? And they said, we're literally shit. Go and be diversity on your own.
And here we are.
Tour's still going on.
Yeah, you know.
Swansea tonight.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And what does the future hold for Pam Weird?
Pam Weird. I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, I just take life as it comes, basically. You know, I just stay humble. You know, you love your mother.
Yep.
Love your family. Ring them up. Just keep grounded. Stay grounded.
Murder people with fruit for no money.
Yeah.
That's a big thing of your ethos.
Well, get your soul back. And you won't be saying it. Like, when you have your soul back and you'll be buzzing then.
In all fairness, if you could get my soul back, because it's been a big bone of contention between me and my friend, because I drink blood now.
Yeah.
Well, no one knows about the side effects of selling your soul, but
yeah.
I feast on the flesh of the innocent.
You'll never be anemic. If you drink blood.
That's the irony. Yeah. I am. That's another thing. You get onset sudden anemia and bloodlust, and no one tells you that.
Christ.
Yeah, and genital flakes, but they were forming beforehand. Yeah. I think it's just because I'm soulless now. Can't be bothered to deal with them.
Have you got any you could show me? Is that just unzip?
Just
put your dick away.
How much?
You just fudded the table with it. It was so big.
Well, that's because I wanted to ask as the closing statement of what has been a ridiculous hour of fun for all the boys.
That was an hour? I have more questions. Can I just give you one real quick one?
Damn, this ain't ending just yet then. Let's jump into some more questions.
Okay, this is what I've got left, and then you can choose which one you want to answer. Well, but can I ask you
the one question I was going to ask?
Did you have some as well?
Which was, how much would I have to pay you to snort a line of my dick flicks?
I will give you 30 quid.
You'd give me 30 quid?
40 quid.
All right.
How much do you want? 50 quid?
It's grade A stuff. It's, you know, it's pure.
70 quid.
70 quid. All right. £70. Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Right. Agreed. Done. Not a lot, really. Like, oh, geez. Okay. Here's the questions I had, but you can answer one if you want. If you can communicate with only one breed of animal / creature and you could understand it and it could understand you, what would it be? But can it be only one breed? Or then you've got
breed,
yeah, like because I didn't want to be like I didn't want to say animal,
yeah,
because if you were like, oh, I'd do it with a wasp, and everyone's like, that's an insect, and I just wanted to get it out there that that's what it was. So it can be anything, any living thing.
It's a Labrador. It's always going to be a Labrador.
Yeah,
think you would not be able to stay in a bad mood having a conversation with a Labrador.
That's true.
Those guys are so happy.
I think dogs almost do understand people anyway. So
yeah, but you know,
have you got a cat?
I have three.
Oh my God. Can I see him before we go?
Yeah.
Can I touch your cats? So there's that question. So you've answered that. Okay. I wanted to ask, compare your life to your dad's life at your current age now. What sort of like, and then compare what your kid's life will be like at your age now.
This is a great question. I'm pretty sure at this age now, my dad had finished school, gone into the army. He may still have been in the army at this point or had left the army because he was in Germany during the Cold War and like on the fronts just there, you know, in case shit ever kicked off, which as we all know it did.
Yeah, your dad's a hero. That's crazy.
Hence, you know, my dad did save the Cold War from itself and its demons. Yeah. You know, no one was listening to the Cold War. My dad opened up his heart and his home and, you know, resolved the issues.
What's your dad's name?
Dick.
Shout out to Dick.
He's actually coming on. He's in China as we speak.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
But he's coming on the podcast when he gets back.
Yes,
I really want everyone to meet my dad. He is.
That'd be so cool. I want to meet him. He sounds like a hero.
But yeah. Basically, at my age, I'm nowhere near my dad's level. He'd have done like 30 parachute jumps at this point.
Okay, and what would you... You've got imaginary kids. They're at your age now. You're like older. Your age, like plus 28 years. And then they're your age. What do you think they're doing now?
If I could sum it up in two words, it would be crystal meth.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't imagine I'd be a very good parent.
I think it'd be all right. You've got that weird mannequin thing in Cleo looking at... This room is set up for a teen now.
This is what I thought. Yeah. I could just adopt a teenager. What I was going to say as well, headlines got broken recently when Elon Musk smoked a joint on Joe Rogan's podcast. Yeah. So Pam Weird, would you like to do heroin on the Most Best Podcast?
Yeah, go on, get some out.
Excellent, there we go.
Oh, I've brought some anyway.
I can't have. I've had too much dick dust or whatever it was. I was snorting anyway.
I'm all full up. Did you have any more questions?
One final one. What would be the highest number you would count to for £1 million? Like, you can't be, like, it has to be, like, to the point where you're, like, literally, like, being sick, like, nearly passing out. Because they're going, no, no. They're, like, businessmen. They're just going, no. And you're like, please, can I have the money? And you're just like, no, no. You have to just keep going. But you, like, you obviously won't go up to £1 million, but it's to a point when you're physically exhausted and being sick. Just, like,
I would,
blood.
Yeah, I would say, I would try count to, say, like, £5 million.
Because it's only £1 million. Why are you doing more?
Because I'm a badass. You know that about me.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I don't have £1 million now, so if I don't reach it, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
If I do it, not only will I have £1 million, but I'll know that I can count to £5 million, which will make me far superior to most people I meet on a daily basis.
Christ. I mean, also, what I do want to point out...
Imagine being rich and powerful.
Imagine.
Well, Pam Weird, of course. I do have Pam Weird in the Most Best Podcast studio today.
Crazy, yeah, imagine. Live like other people would be crazy. Trying to imagine being poor.
Yeah, I know, right?
As a shocker, yeah.
Imagine that, putting a pound on the lecky.
What is a pound? Is that weight? So much my watch weighs. 1 pound of gold. Not going to wear a watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably want to have a word with that taxi driver because your watch is missing.
Oh, no. Go on then. You want to shut it. You want to go to bed.
Yeah, I do. To be honest, I've had enough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We just rambled so much. I didn't think it was going to be this rambly.
It was good. There was.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. I would like to extend the invitation anytime you'd like to come back.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, the enigmatic... what can I say? I'm lost for words. Yeah, how can I sum Pam Weird up in...
Oh, the app. Don't get one of these stupid fucking soundboard apps. There's so many ads on it. Hang on.
Is there a pay version without the ads? That's an investment I need to make.
Yeah. Why is it going on so long?
I'm going to just... Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Beard.